You can start downloading your digital vaccine certificate as of Friday. The Verify Ontario app is also free for businesses to download. Details of the enhanced vaccine certificate were announced by Premier Doug Ford at a news conference on Friday morning. The enhanced vaccine certificates and Verify Ontario app will give our businesses further comfort in their ability to operate safely as we take further steps to protect people's privacy. These certificates remain a key element of our plan to protect the gains we have made while avoiding future lockdowns. Ford said. They will be available for download COVID-19 vaccination portal over 3 days based on birth month, October 15, 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. All individuals born between January and April, October 16, 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. All individuals born between May and August, October 17, 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. All individuals born between September to December as of Monday, October 18 at 6 a.m. It will be open to anyone who needs to download their digital certificate. Residents can also call the Provincial Vaccine Contact Center at 1-833-943-3900 to have their enhanced vaccine certificate emailed or mailed to them. The new QR code vaccine certificate only has essential information and does not include a person's health card number. It can be printed or stored on your phone and businesses must accept electronic and paper versions. People can also continue using their current vaccine receipt. ID showing your name and date of birth will be required for the digital and paper certificates. The Verify Ontario app businesses can use also reads other government-issued QR codes from other areas such as Quebec, British Columbia and Yukon. To support international travel, the certificate people can download has the Government of Canada logo on it. Areas that proof of vaccination is needed include indoor areas of restaurants or bars. Outdoor patios, delivery and takeout are exempt. Indoor areas of facilities for sports and recreational facilities, including personal training indoor areas of concert venues, theaters and cinemas indoor meeting and event spaces indoor areas of horse racing and car racing tracks indoor areas of commercial film and TV productions with studio audiences indoor areas of water parks indoor spectator areas for sporting events indoor areas of casinos, bingo halls and gaming establishments indoor and outdoor areas of nightclubs indoor areas of bathhouses, strip clubs and sex clubs public health measures such as masking still apply to these locations. Last week, capacity limits were lifted for some of the spaces requiring a vaccine passport. Next week, it's expected the province will announce its plan to lift capacity limits in other settings such as restaurants and gyms. With files from Meja Hoggett.